I'm going to share with you a little bit about my life today, just a little testimony about who I am, where I've come from. But I'm going to also talk about cultivating God's presence in your life. A lot of you know how to do this. I believe that we have to get out of our comfort zone into God's zone. In God's zone, there are no walls. There's nothing. It's just you and God. It's just you and God. When we're doing worship, it's the same thing. You're out of your comfort zone into God's zone. And that's when there are no walls. God is infinite. He's all around us. You can't stop him. He's going to touch you anyway. You can't get away from it. And God's already touching you right now. The Holy Spirit is in your life right now, doing an amazing work right now in your lives. God is doing such an amazing work in your lives right now that you probably don't even know it. God can hit you really big time. Yesterday, I was just preparing for this yesterday, and I just felt the Holy Spirit on me all day. I thought, man, someone's praying for me. I just feel a sense that God is going to do something amazing today in your lives. I want you to turn to someone, and I want you to say, brace yourself. You're about to be overwhelmed with more of the love of God. Yeehaw! Just touch the person next to you and say, bless you. Go on, bless them. Bless them. Bless them. That's called love. Love is the foundation of everything that you do. Love is the great manifestation of God's power. Love is what motivates your faith. Love, love, love. How many of us have a bit of problem with love? Some of us have a bit of problem with love now and again. It's taken a while for me to get to love. It's part of my testimony about, you know, it's taken a while for me to understand what love was, let alone love somebody. God has always been there for me. And if anyone can show you what love is, it's God. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you've done, how you've done it, good, very bad. God still loves you. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. No matter what you've done, God still loves you. If you stuff up, God still loves you. If you say something really bad to him, he still loves you. How many of us understand the very essence of the power and the passion of God's love in your life? How many here have had such an experience of God's love in their life? Hands up. You know, all of us should be putting their hands up. You know why? Because the very day that you gave your heart to God, that's the day that God was showing you his love. Everyone should be putting their hands up and saying, yeah, I've experienced God's love because I gave my heart to God. He saw I was crumpled all up, shriveled down on the floor, and he said, no, I still love you. Yeah. Live. Live as God intended you to live. Give your all for God. Give everything that you have. Hold nothing back. Hold nothing back. You can't hide anything from him. You can't hide anything. You can't even hide from him. It says that in the Bible. No matter where you go, I am there. Even though we hide in the closet, he's still there. And some of us have been there to pray. Yeah, that's right. Cold an environment that's conducive to the Holy Spirit. Cultivate that. The move of God's presence you will carry. The more of his presence you carry inside you, the power you will have, you will overwhelm being the you will have the power of God and you will grow. Spend time hanging out with the Holy Spirit. Spend time hanging out with the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, time gets away on us. I know we get really busy. I know that there's lots of things that happen in our lives. And suddenly the end of the day comes and we're in bed and we're saying, oh, I forgot to spend some time with you, God. Oops. Yeah. How many of us spend time with God during the day? In their workplaces. You know, I do this at work. I walk around sometimes, and I walk around through my work, and I can walk through the factory, and it's so loud I can speak, so they can't hear what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm sometimes unspeaking and talk. One of them caught me one day. Are you speaking to yourself? I said, oh, I'm just speaking to God. Oh, that's all right. Yeah. A lot of them know that I'm a Christian, so they understand that. But that's fine. That's what you should be doing, because the Holy Spirit's in you. He's there. He's there for you to talk to at any time of the day. You've been sitting there at my computer, and I'm getting a bit hoo-ha with computers. I really get frustrated with computers, especially if they don't do what they're told. They have their own mindset, and you just want to chuck it out the window. And you're going, thank you, Jesus. Bashing the keyboard. And, you know, it's okay to do that because, you know, you're trusting in God. I have to stand back, of course, and just let it go. But that's it, you know, at the end of the day. Pray in tongues, always. Meditate in the Word. Express worship to the Lord. Get intimate with Him. Intimacy sometimes is a struggle for some of us. It's the love thing again. Love Him. Let your life be filled with the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. When you do that, miracles, signs and wonders will be a natural overflow of that in your lives. We are all participators in the kingdom of God. No one's on the sideline observing. We're not audience. When you come to church, you're not an audience. When you come to church, you're participators. Your focus is on the Lord. Your focus is on God in such a way that the passion of your lives just want to express the love and passion of God, that you get so close with Him that the love of God just overwhelms you in such a way that you cannot control what God is doing in your lives. Don't control what God is trying to do in your life. Just let it happen. Let God be God. Let God do what God does best in your life. When you move away, when you go away from this place, you should be failing on cloud 10, 12, or whatever number that you've got in your head. Way up there anyway. But let God do what God does best in your life. If there's some things in your life that are stopping that, then you need to sort that out with God. And say, God, here it is. Here it is. Give it to God. He's saying, give it to me. I'll take that off you. But I'm going to love you anyway and give you some more love. More love. More love. More love. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with God. Intimacy, 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 intimacy with God. The very core of your being, the very heart of you, the very priority of your life is to worship God. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him not just today, but every day of your week. Don't just give Him a little bit of a time on the sideline. No, no, He's God. He loves you. He gave His life for you. The best that you can do is give Him your life and worship Him. The life that you now have, God gave it to you at a sacrifice. The very DNA of God, the blood of Jesus, runs through your life. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to close your eyes. I just want you to hold your hands out. God wants to just do something with you right now. Hallelujah. Open your minds. Open your souls. Allow the very center of your heart, your soul, your spirit, to be free in my presence, says the Lord. Let my anointing flow over you and through you. Be filled with fire and be soaked in my love as poured over you. Learn to see beyond the natural with your supernatural heavenly eyes. Go beyond what you understand. Move into my kingdom here on earth. Nothing is impossible. Believe it and move in the supernatural giftings which I have given you. Love, intimacy, humility. Say yes. Say yes. And do all I ask, says God. And have fun and enjoy my presence. But just stay there for a little bit. Let's just stay there. Just receive. Jesus. Ooh, shama sikat. Jesus. Jesus. You know, just listening to that rain is like saying, wow, presence of God falling like the rain. Just get soaked in the rain. In the rain. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You could stay there forever. Actually, you can. You just keep walking in it. Just stay there. The story of the woman in the well is quite a famous story in the Bible about worship. Because it talks about, especially in around John 4, 21 to 24. And the story is well known, but I'm going to say it anyway, it's a little bit here. Jesus replied, "Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Your Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth." Worship is very, very close to my heart. You see me every Sunday up here. I've been doing that for years. It's been part of my life. It is my life. And I'm privileged to have such a beautiful wife that worships along me. I prayed for someone that would relate to my giftings. Absolutely. God gave me a beautiful wife. And now three beautiful children. This is absolutely amazing. I'm so blessed, as we all are. And just to share a little bit of testimony. You know, the first song I sang with my dad, I was about 8. My sister and I sang a couple of songs with my father in a brethren church that we were visiting. My father used to have a small band, and he used to go around different churches and sing. So my sister and I, our first time that I ever sang up was a song. So it was like, "Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrow into joy." A very old song from the 1980s. But that's the first song that my sister and I was about 8, I think my sister was 2 years younger than me, and we were on either side and Dad was singing. That was the very first song that I sang. I got up and sang. And the other song that we sang was "On the wings of a snow white dove, he sent his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove." Days we're doing country. Yeehaw. Country. Yeah. I can hear us singing it. I remember, yeah, I sang with them. And that was the very first time that I ever got up and sang, unbeknown to me that that was going to be a future that God had aligned for me, and the giftings that he poured out for me. And, you know, it's amazing where I've come from and where I've been, you know. Not to say that I haven't any difficulty with one word, fear. And it's funny because I was going to draw out the song, "I'm no longer a slave of fear." I said that I was going to go and get it, and God said, no, I got that covered. And then Dennis sang that this morning. Isn't that awesome? God's got it covered. It's beautiful. You know, I struggle with fear of man. I was so nervous every time I got up. But God said, nah, you're going to continue doing this. I'm going to put you in places. You just got to take a step of faith and go ahead. And so I became involved in worship in the Central Baptist Church. I started playing drums. That made me more nervous because it was the loudest instrument in the band. And if you made a mistake, you certainly could hear it. But, you know, that was the start of many things to come, because I started becoming involved in the worship team. And then I suddenly went over to the piano, which is a lead instrument. And then I started doing worship leading in the Central Baptist Church. That was the start of a future that God had for me. Unbeknown to me, I'd be standing here in front of you, still doing what God has anointed me to do. We can look at that and we can say, wow, God, I look back and say, yeah, wow, you have given me, and I can see how God's done it. He's quite cunning. He knows how to play this game quite well, you know. Take you from a state of absolute fear on the stage, nervous as, and taking you to a place where you become strong and courageous in God. So many times God says, be strong and courageous, John. Be strong and courageous, John. I got it. I said, have you? No, be got it. Be strong and courageous. But that's a lesson for some of us here. In our worship, we have to be strong and courageous. We have to stand out. We have to take a step forward in faith and say, we worship you, Lord. Just do what you want. Don't be afraid of what God's going to do to you, because you're going to miss out on something. I'd rather take it on board and say, yes, God, and be a total right idiot and crazy in doing things than miss out on something. So, you know, when Dennis sang, it's no longer a slave of fear, I said, yes, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Say that. I'm
no longer a slave to fear.
I am a child of God.
Know who you are in God.
Know who you are. He created the very ground that you stood on. He created the heavens and the earth. Put yourself in the throne room of God, looking at Daddy. Intimacy with God. Loving, honoring God. I love to play for him on his throne when I am here. I love to give worship to God with all my being and not just some of me. Cultivating his presence in my life, creating an atmosphere in his presence, has been what I'm being done doing all my life. I have learned that worship is not just playing your keyboard and performing. It is not that here. You know, nothing on you guys. I'm not here to perform for you. I'm here to perform for an audience of one. And that is God. When you come through those doors, your focus is God. Your life focus is God. There are things that are going to come at you from every side, up, down, from that side. But if your focus remains in God, your problems become nothing, because you know the end result of where your life is going to be. It is not here on earth that you reside, but in the heavenlies with our Father God. That is your end result. Know where you're going. Hallelujah. It's more than a song we sing. It's our heartfelt response we give to God that places value on Him. Worship is our innermost being responding with praise for all that God is. Through our attitudes, actions, thoughts, and words, based on the truth of God as He has revealed Himself to us. Worship is a powerful tool that God uses. It changes people's lives. As I said before, the offset of worship is healings and miracles and signs and wonders. God has such a passion for you. God is infinite. He is everywhere. We can't comprehend how just how big He is, but He loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We were designed to respond to God's presence with worship, and as we do so, we are continually being transformed into the likeness of Jesus. It's no accident that the longest book in the Bible is Psalms. All about praising and worshiping. But when we get to the end of the Bible, the same thing's happening again in Revelations. Revelations 4. I'm going to read you one, a couple of them, because, you know, if it's through the Bible and it's at the end of the Bible, then heaven, wow. Guys, better get your party clothes on. So, Revelations 4. 14 to and 11 says, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lies forever and who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things. By Your will they exist and were created. In 5:8 to 14, it says, Now when He had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for You were slain, and You have redeemed us to God by Your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. In the same in 7, you know, they said, you know, the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Since worship is our ceaseless activity and greatest joy in heaven, we should be continuing doing that now as part of our life. If it's a lifestyle here on earth, and it shows that it's going to be a lifestyle there on heaven, focus on the Lord. Worship is such a powerful part of who you are as a Christian. It's part of your life. Whether you like it or not, that's who you are. My gosh. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I think this is where the part where I stop talking and let God do it. I said to God, can You let me talk first? Just let me get some words out this time. So, you know, it's really awesome. And it's good because worship is part of that. You can hear God really easy. It's become such a part that you're walking along and God says for you and to do something, or God talks to you. You can talk to him like like you're having a chat with Trish. Hi Trish, how are you going? Good? Yep. See? Just like that. Absolutely. God's always good, Dave. That's just the standard answer that you get. How are you going, God? Good. Yep, great. Fantastic. God is good. There is no place like the presence of God. You cannot stay in his presence without being changed. God desires closeness with you. He loves you so much. He desires for you to continually be in his presence. Being touched by the fire of God. The very source, the passion of God, his love. God says, let my presence fall. God says, listen to my words. Let your ears and your heart, your soul, be opened. Open the doors. Let him in. Actually, take the doors off the hinges. Actually, just get rid of all the walls. Right? This is an open air concert, so we're going to go right through. Just close your eyes. Let your presence, Father God, presence just come upon these people. Holy Spirit, whatever you're doing, we want to get on board with it right now. But Jesus.